Good morning. Here's some of the news for Friday, July 15, 2016. French officials say at least 84 people have been killed in a deliberate terrorist attack. This when a truck drove into people celebrating Bastille Day towards the end of a firework display in the resort city of Nice on the Mediterranean Thursday evening. Police killed the truck's driver. They found the truck loaded with arms and grenades. At a televised town hall last night, President Obama led a discussion on race relations and policing in America. Cameron Sterling, the 15-year-old son of Alton Sterling, recently killed in Baton Rouge by police, asked Obama for help to erase all the racism in the world. Philando Castile's fiancée, Diamond Reynolds, asks Obama, how do we come together as a nation to stop such killings? 32-year-old Castile was shot by suburban St. Paul, Minnesota police during a traffic stop. Portions of both incidents were videotaped and circulated on the internet. Queens Council member Danny Drum says the answer is to come together.
You know, I was with a group of people on CNN, actually. And many of the people who were from Dallas and the families of those who have been shot by police officers. And there was a genuine feeling amongst the people in that audience that we've got to come together here. We've got to realize that you can be pro-African-American and you can also be pro-police. We need to talk about the issue, and the issue is really dealing with those police officers who violate their oath of office. And we need to separate out stop and frisk, and the other issues. What has happened in the African-American community is that there has been no accountability for officers who violate the law, and they must be held accountable. That, to me, is the crux of the issue. The other stuff is periphery issues. They're peripheral issues. They're not exactly what it is that we're talking about here. But, you know, we must have accountability in these killings of young African-American men.
And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. The New York City Council put forth a set of police reform bills. Intro 824A would require the NYPD to report deployment of officers who receive CCRB, Civilian Complaint Review Board, complaints, those charged or accused of wrongdoing, and NYPD officers who used excessive force in the last 3 years. Staten Island Council member Debbie Rose.
I introduced this bill because I was shocked. I was shocked to learn from the press, of all places, that 7 out of 10 of the most sued police officers in New York City Police Department were based in my district, and moreover, in the 120th precinct, and that my precinct ranked 11th in respect to officers with substantiated CCRB complaints. These statistics were startling and very disturbing, especially in light of the Eric Garner incident. And they left me and my constituents with a lot of questions about how placement of officers were determined.
Another bill put forth by Queens Councilmember Rory Lantzman requires the NYPD to report use of force incidents broken down by precinct, and not just use of force against civilians, but also where police officers are injured as well.
So that we have an understanding, not just of where things are happening, but what kinds of things are happening, what kinds of offenses or interactions are triggering the use of force or force incidents. And, you know, in some cases, we might have to evaluate whether or not the way we are enforcing certain offenses are worth the injuries that seem to, in a macro way, flow from that, and whether or not there are better strategies.
Lantzman says the more information the council has at its disposal, the better able to suggest solutions and get solutions passed. In other news, a construction company, Harco Construction, has been held liable for the death of a 22-year-old construction worker, Carlos Bancayo. The firm failed to address unsafe work conditions at a construction site behind a landmark building facade in the Meatpacking District. The unsafe conditions contributed to the collapse of an excavation pit and the death of Bancayo and the endangerment of 3 other workers. The company was convicted in New York State Supreme Court of manslaughter in the second degree, as well as criminally negligent homicide and reckless endangerment. In the sentencing this week, the judge bundled convictions, and as it turned out, the firm was only fined $10,000, and then the defense attorney balked at the judge's decision that Harco should pay for PSAs on trench safety and worker safety. A compliance hearing is set for December. Meanwhile, safety at construction sites continues to be a problem throughout the city. Nadia Madine Molina is with NICOSH, the New York Committee for Occupational Safety and Health.
I mean, there are dangers across the board, right? But statistically, the workers who have died are more likely to be in non-union shops. So the worker fatalities that we in a report that we did last year showed that workers were the majority of those workers, I believe it was around 75%, were in non-union workplaces. I mean, unions have, even if, you know, an employer might want to do the same thing, unions have a structure, right, where workers can complain to their shop steward. And they have more of an internal structure to protect workers, right? They have collective bargaining agreements. They have other things in place which are a greater protection to workers, even if it's the same, you know, even if it's the same employer, right?
Another difficulty in improving worker safety is that when fines and penalties for unsafe work conditions are so low, as with Harco Construction, they're just not a big deal to some companies.
Yeah, I mean, the fines, you know, send a message to companies that they can get away with it, right, that they can break the law. And the worst that's going to happen to them is that they'll pay a small fine, right, and considering the amount of money that is being made by developers and general contractors and subcontractors in real estate in New York, $10,000 to those companies is really nothing.
Nadia Madine Molina is with NICOSH, the New York Committee for Occupational Safety and Health. For more, go to NICOSH, NYCOSH.org. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.